Hello and welcome back to episode 12 of the Power On Retro Gaming Podcast. My name is Scott, and with me, as always, is James. How are you going, James?
I'm good. How are you, Scott?
Going well. So, we're here to talk about some games, new and old. Let's get the ball rolling as we do. First off, we had a recent E3 with Nintendo and Xbox having some big announcements, not so much from Sony. Did you want to touch a little bit on what you were most impressed with?
So we had Watch Dogs 3, which is now set in London. We previously had it set in Chicago, then San Francisco, but this one is now in London. And from what we saw in the preview, it looked pretty good.
Yeah, well, I've only played the first one, and you were quite keen on the series.
Yeah, so yeah. I didn't like the first one originally because I kind of compared it to GTA 5, but I gave number two a shot, and it was actually really good. So I went back and played the first one again, saw an appreciation for it.
Oh, that's good. I think one of the ones that stood out to me was obviously the remake of an old Zelda game.
Yeah.
Link's Awakening.
Yep.
An old Link game. Yeah. Link's arrow training, I believe it was. No. So Link's Awakening coming out on the Switch. What do you think about that?
I'm actually very excited for it. It's one that I actually pre-ordered just because EB Games was having a trade-in sale, so you got twice the trading credit. Yep. So $50 of credit went towards that, and $50 credit went towards another game that I'm looking forward to, which I'll touch base on in a second after we talk about Link's Awakening.
Mm. And is it true to get that $50 credit, all you need to trade in was two Xbox Ones and five PS4s?
Not quite, but I thought that too.
small joke. Yeah, so what do you know of the original game, and what are you most excited about for the new release of it?
Well, I've only played Link's Awakening a few times. I actually never owned it, but one of my neighbors back in the early 90s did. It was good, like I'd always played the original Zelda, but this one, it kind of looks like a Link Between Worlds, and that came out a couple of years ago, and it just the style, that the way that they did that game, it's got me really excited for this one.
Yeah, I've noticed that they're really pushing a special edition for it. Did you opt for the special or just the standard edition?
Just the standard. I don't have that much space for special edition packages anymore.
Fair enough. Yeah, I know what it's like. Well, yeah, I mean, you touched on it. Link Between Worlds was probably the latest in the 3DS releases of the Zelda series.
Yeah,
and from playing that, yeah, you are right. It's very colourful, sort of cutesy-looking graphics, you could say, almost, which they've sort of gone for with the Link's Awakening. And it looks very bright and vibrant. So that's what... Those games are always, because it is a Zelda game, you know it's going to be good, but also the fact that it looks good is also a big plus for me.
Yep, I agree.
Yeah. And what else did you like out of E3?
Well, we had more information on Cyberpunk 2077. That's another game that looks pretty good. Keanu Reeves was pretty much brought out of nowhere on that one. So that one should be exciting as well. I believe they spent like the last 7 years developing the game, maybe more, to be honest with you. So from what we've seen from the previews, it does look pretty good.
Yeah, that's good. Was there anything, I know you don't really play Xbox, but is there anything you saw for Xbox that you liked?
From Xbox
or even cross-platform?
Not so much from the Xbox. I know they showed a bit of Battletoads, but that didn't really appeal to me at all. It's very different from the Battletoads that I'm used to from the 90s.
Yeah, I know we touched on that on the previously unreleased podcast, but yeah, we both discussed this, and we, you know, I think we both agreed the style the style of the game isn't really what fans want, and it's sort of a letdown because such a iconic series, you know, would probably prosper in today's age, especially with the old fans and bringing in new fans, but they've sort of gone in the direction which I feel isolates people.
Yeah, I agree.
And yeah, like a game like that, it carries a lot of weight, so I don't think they've made the right choice. And honestly, that was sort of brushed under the rug very quickly after it was announced. I haven't really heard anything about it.
No, neither have I.
From the day when it was just getting some negativity. So it's a real shame.
And it's just like they announced a new Contra as well, and it's just a completely different style from what we're used to as well. Different animations as well. It just doesn't really appeal to me. Just like the Battletoads.
Yeah, like, I think in those cases, people don't mind a cash grab. As long as they get, 10 hours of gameplay playing something that's fairly similar to the original feel of a series, then they don't really mind paying, $49, even if it is a digital only, for something that's reminiscent of an old game which they loved.
Yep.
Why feel the need to change things?
No, I agree.
And we also had an announcement for a sequel to Breath of the Wild on the Nintendo Switch.
Yeah, we did. They gave us a very brief teaser trailer, I would say. Yep. It looks very similar to the direction that they're going with what they did with Breath of the Wild 1. It may be because they have too much DLC, or they might be just doing a different game with the same engine. Maybe they've got too much content going on for Breath of the Wild. I don't know.
Yeah, well, it's been such a iconic game that the fans have asked for more and more and more, and they've brought out DLC after DLC. But now it seems that, I think I read a report actually, that they had so many ideas that they decided to make a sequel, which I don't think we've seen a sequel since Majora's Mask. I might be wrong.
No, to be honest, that was its own little thing itself.
Oh, then we had, we did have Wind Waker, and then we had I can't recall what the game was. The train game, like something.
Link's Crossbow?
Train. No, not Link's Crossbow. Link's. It's on the DS. It's a game where you sort of rail lines and stuff. But it's in Zelda Field. I can't recall what it is, but that was sort of a
Spirit Tracks.
Spirit Tracks. That's the one.
Yeah. Thank you.
On you. 10 points to Gryffindor.
Yes.
Yeah. Well, no, you're right. That sort of is interesting that they sort of bit the bullet and said, we're going to make a sequel, because, from going through the Wii U and not having a standalone game on that console to having two games on the Switch is a pretty big deal. I know that it was released originally on the Wii U, but I'm thinking the Switch is probably going to claim it as the origin for that game.
Yeah, they'll claim it as their own.
Yeah. Look, I mean, it's great, but yeah, let's really hope it lives up to expectation, which I'm sure it will, because honestly, if the same people are behind it and they hit the nail on the head, they're sure to do it again.
I'm sure they will.
Yeah. So that's some two big Zelda announcements, I guess, for the Switch, and it does seem to me in recent polls show that the Switch has outsold PS4 in Japan, but it looks to me that the Switch is also doing very well all over the world, or just in fans in general. People who probably wouldn't pick up that kind of console are now turning back to New Zealand, back to Nintendo for those sorts of games.
And just the other day we had the announcement of the Switch Lite. So that's pretty much a smaller screen. You can't take off the Joy-Cons, the battery lasts a bit longer. It's more, I would say, more appealing for people on the go all the time, and probably more so kids, because it is less, or it's cheaper, but probably the materials might be less, you might be able to drop it easier without it just shattering into a million pieces. I don't know.
It's interesting that from talking to my friends and just people I'm meeting for the first time, they've actually said to me that they actually own a Switch, which saying that about a Wii U may not be the case. So I'm glad that, Nintendo is really backing themselves in with this console and making clear that it's going to sort of take over from the 3DS and it's going to be their sort of next gen going forward. I think it's really cool.
Yeah, no, I agree. Yeah,
so
the Switch is doing pretty well. Everyone is a big fan of it. Some people aren't fan of its lack of power, but it does what it's supposed to do, if you know what I mean.
Well, yeah, I mean, a lot of the games are coming to the Switch. I know we're seeing a lot of games from the Wii U era being remade onto it, but, you know, we're seeing old titles like Final Fantasy X and other HD versions of PS2 games being brought out on it. So, look, it might not be for someone who wants to play new games. Maybe someone gets it who wants to play, you know, SNK or Neo Geo ROMs that you can get from the store and, you know, or play newish games which are capable of being played on it.
Yeah, I agree.
And, like, you know, it's its own thing. Like, Zelda, you can't play Zelda anywhere else. So, and that's a game that everyone loves, and I've heard nothing bad about it, so why not get a Switch?
Yeah, exactly.
I think back when we did earlier episodes of this podcast, we were talking about the release of the GameCube, and no one wanted to get that.
No, they didn't.
That's how long it takes us to do episodes of the show, but yeah. You know what I mean. We're talking about no one having a Wii U, but it's really turned around now, so that's what I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Let's another big announcement, or we already knew about it, but was Final Fantasy VII. Pretty much more in production. We saw more of a gameplay trailer of it. I know you're a big fan of the Final Fantasy series. I'm not so much, but what are your thoughts on it?
Look, I'm excited for it to be released because it's been a long time coming. This is something that was teased on the PS3. And it's something that's sort of held its own type of culture over the internet about, is it coming out, isn't it coming out? I think there's been a lot of push by Sony to release the older games again. You're seeing Final Fantasy 8, 7, 9 release on the Switch even, and on available on the Sony store. So, look, the fans are there, and they've been waiting a long time. I just hope it lives up to all this hype because... for me, it's sort of, I got a bit bored with waiting and just sort of figured, oh, I can't really be bothered with it anymore. But to be quite honest with you, I didn't really get into Final Fantasy until Final Fantasy IX. So that wasn't really a game that I played so much that I'm really, really excited to relive it because it wasn't something that, because I went back and played it as recent as a few years ago, it doesn't really carry the same sort of meaning to me as, say, Final Fantasy IX.
Yeah, and your nostalgia to it as well.
Yeah, that's right. So, look, if they announced a remake of Final Fantasy IX, I'd be like, sign me up, you know.
Yeah.
But I'll probably get it. I will probably get it, yeah. So, I am excited for it, but more to see what people think of it.
Yeah. We also have, a game that comes out in a couple of weeks now. It's Wolfenstein.
Yeah.
Pretty excited for that one. It's set 20 years after the last game, New Colossus 2. It stars Blazkowicz's twins. They're searching for him in Paris, I believe. That's a game that I'm looking forward to. You were telling me that you've pre-ordered it or already purchased it on your Switch or something?
Yeah, I went back, just had a look at some games recently because I'm sort of been picking up a few things and to be honest, I wanted to get the special on Mortal Kombat, which is on the Switch, to give that a go, because although it may not have the best reviews, I sort of feel like I would enjoy playing another fighting game, especially on the Switch.
Yep.
That being the first one I'll sort of own. But also, to make up for to get the coupon I had to spend a certain amount, and I saw that was on there, and I figured, look, why not give it a go on the Switch?
Yeah.
Just something a bit different. It had a sort of day one release, so it had all the DLC in it. So I was like, look, I'll just give it a crack. You know, it's not often that I get a game that comes out on release, and a game like that, which you know, is a good series, a good solid game. Like, I figured I'd give it a go.
Okay.
And played the other recent ones on the current gen really have been great. So yeah.
Yep. New Colossus was a fantastic game.
Yeah. And I've been thinking about reliving, been going back and playing even old. Is it Old Blood?
Yeah, Old Blood was
New
good
Blood.
too. Is that? Yeah, I think it was New Blood. Was that with the zombies?
Yeah, but I didn't mind it. I didn't mind it.
No, it was different. It was different, but usually zombies, not my sort of game, besides maybe Resident Evil. Oh, actually, and The Last of Us. Maybe it is my sort of game.
Yeah, well, who knows? I mean, both those games you mentioned are very different. Like, even Resident Evil itself, there's so many different types of Resident Evil games. You know, which one exactly are you referring to? You know, there's, yeah, like even The Last of Us, you're not exactly running and gunning. So,
no, you're not.
Yeah, you're more like throwing. I can't even remember. It's been that long since I've played it, but don't you like hide a lot and throw rocks and sneak around?
Yeah, it's a bit of a stealth game as well.
Yeah. Maybe that's worth free playing. It's been a while.
It has been a while. It's like when the PS3, well, I pretty much picked it up on day one and I beat it in the first couple of weeks. So
yeah,
maybe I should pick up the remastered version because I believe it's cheap. It's on the greatest hits titles as well.
Yeah, I actually got that just to play the DLC. And I think it's, I can't recall their names now. The two
with
younger
Ellie.
Girls. Ellie, yeah.
Yep.
But I never played the original game again, and that's a game that's got a big following, and I know we've heard that they're going to make a sequel to that, so hopefully it's the same sort of thing, and they don't draw too much into sort of that run-and-gun style and keep it the way it sort of was.
Yeah, exactly, because the whole build-up of the game was fantastic.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever think we're going to see a Max Payne 4?
You know, I don't know. He was pretty old in the third one. He was really feeling all these battles that he's played in the one and two.
Yeah, we got pretty mucked up in number two. That was like falling through floors and all sorts of things. Speaking of one of the best games ever, Max Payne 2. Oh.
That was actually a very good game.
You know what, though? It does seem like they go around in a circle. They'll do a GTA, a Red Dead. Like, they have their sort of game. Maybe they will do a Max Payne.
Yeah. I hope so. Because I didn't mind 3 as well.
They'd retire the character, would they?
You never know. Maybe they do, like, a prequel to before. I know it's a maybe 25-year-old or 20-year-old spoiler, but before his wife and kid got murdered.
Yeah, I guess Max Payne's like Edge, though, is more after the murder of his wife and daughter, is it? Yeah. So,
yeah.
Look, they could do one between 2 and 3.
Yeah.
I know it's a bit funny, but, you know, like, there's a lot, there's endless possibilities, but, like, such a cool game, yeah. It'd be cool to see it come back, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But we'll save that for our Look Who's Back series segment later on in the show. anyway, let's move right along to what are you playing at the moment?
Before we
segment.
Actually, before we move on, let's talk about an announcement that we've been talking about for years. Banjo-Kazooie in Smash. What are your thoughts?
Yeah, I like, obviously we talk about it a lot, but I love Banjo-Kazooie. And I love the fact that he's in Smash Bros. I think it's funny to see the reactions online where, you know, young people are trying to sort of claim ownership over it, but it's more like for people sort of around our age who grew up with that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
I think it could open a lot of doors for a future release, but let's not get our hopes up just yet.
Like, I'm not someone who's bought the Smash Brothers on the Switch, but I'm keen on actually playing with Banjo-Kazooie, so it's probably when I take the plunge. Like, I've always bought the Smash series, but I'm like, what's really the change in this one? But this has got me hyped.
Yeah, well, it is a very good game, the Smash Brothers. More so, it is a repetitive game that you play over and over again. It's more designed for with friends. They have put sort of a little mini story sort of mission in it, which is about 20 hours of gameplay, which is cool, but it's really the best thing about that sort of series is it has a character for everyone. Doesn't matter what you're sort of into, there's something there.
Yeah, I agree.
So, you know, like having Banjo, so I'm sure someone out there absolutely loves Banjo. Many people do, and would be like, you know, rushing out to get it just to play. And they may even re-release the game with a DLC that has all the characters in it now. I don't know.
But
who knows?
Who knows?
Who does know? Banjo Kazooie 3 confirmed. Who knows?
I'm excited.
You're excited. Well, yeah. So, anyway, so we were going to talk about what games you've been playing.
At the moment, well, in the past month and a bit since our last podcast, it's been Burnout Paradise on the PS4. Yeah. It's the HD remastered of the one on the PS3 and Xbox 360. Yeah. It's a game that I beat back on the PS3. At first, I didn't like it. I thought it was way too different than all the other Burnouts. Burnout 3, Burnout Takedown, and Burnout Revenge, I believe. But this is now open world, but I thoroughly enjoyed it once I wrapped my head around it and enjoyed beating it again on the PS4. We've been playing Detroit Becomes Human. It's now a PS Plus free download, but started playing it before it became a PS Plus download. That's actually a very good game as well. Been playing some retro games. We got Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure. It's a garbage game. Don't even try it. I've got a little I've got a little video on the page. That's so you can go check that out as well.
On the Instagram?
No, on the Facebook page.
Ah, sorry. Yep.
Yeah, so if you don't know, it's Power On Retro Gaming. Please go check out the page and give it a like as well. Been playing Terminator 1 and 2 on the NES.
Yep.
We got Power Blade, which is on the NES as well. What else? I've started playing Bulletstorm on the PS4. That's also a HD remake as well.
Yep, yep.
And we're also playing Journey to Silius as well, which I actually did a video and a bit of a talk about on the Facebook page as well.
Okay.
And great. That's my games for the month and a half.
That's your games for the month and a half.
Yeah, what about yourself?
Well, myself, so I've been playing Breath of the Wild, obviously on the Switch. Still sort of clicking away at that. Persona 5 still going with that. Almost have sort of binded myself into a corner with that one, because if you save after certain parts, you can't get back without sort of taking a big leap, and I think that's sort of what's happened. But other than that, I've started playing Luigi's Mansion 2 on the 3DS. And I'm really enjoying it, even though it's a bit different. It's more sort of levels rather than
just the original. Exploring.
Yeah, it is similar, but they've set it out so it is more like you go into the same mansion, but you have to do different things in stages. Whereas I actually saw that they released Luigi's Mansion 1 on 3DS, and I was actually going to get it, but I thought, look, I've already got it upstairs on the GameCube. I'll just leave it at that.
And just speaking of it. Speaking of E3, we also had Luigi's Mansion 3 announced as well.
Yeah, see, that's why I want to sort of try and knock over the second one, because I'm excited for that, because I think that'll return to the style of the first one. And that game was great. That was the first game I had on the GameCube.
Yeah.
And obviously, would probably be one of my top 10 GameCube games.
Well, there you go.
Top 5 Luigi games. There's not many. Probably only about 5.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Name 2 of them.
Name 2 of them? We have, well, Luigi's Mansion, but you've also got
Luigi's Mansion 2.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you've also got the Luigi U Wii U, where it was pretty much the year of Luigi.
I would have said Mario is missing and Luigi's Time Machine.
The educational games on the Super Nintendo. And the NES?
Yeah.
No, there you go.
Nothing and beats Yoshi's Cookie, though, does it?
No. Yeah. And what else? What else have you been playing?
So those two. Geez, I haven't really been playing it too much because I only just got it. Soul Calibur 6 on PS4.
Yeah, and how are you finding that?
I'm finding it. Look, I've really only played about 20 minutes of it, but it is fun. It's I've played most of them, probably bar the first one. I really enjoy that type of game. I like the weapons in it, how you use weapons. But yeah, it's not jumping out like the other ones have, to be honest. But look, it's really early days, so I don't want to pass judgment just yet because it may get. I just got to sort of ease into it a bit more.
Yeah,
I've also been playing Xenoblade Chronicles on 3DS. Been really enjoying that still.
And that's, like remake of the Wii game, yeah?
Well, it's not more of just it's not even a HD. It's like a SD version of it.
So it's a port.
It's a port, yeah. It's a port. Yep. It's definitely cut down in graphics and all that sort of stuff to cope on the 3DS, on the new 3DS. But look, it's fun. It's really is a good game. You sort of got to work out how to play it, though. It's a bit of a tricky one, but once you sort of get it, it's good. Along with that, I've been playing a bit of Smash Brothers, Pokemon Ruby, and Animal Crossing on the 3DS as well. And there's also an Animal Crossing coming out. Jeez, maybe we should just go with the segment, what have we been playing, and then we can talk about the new releases of the games because we're so far behind in our catalogues that by the time we get around to playing it, they're already releasing it. so there's a new Animal Crossing coming out, which looks really cool. But I did notice that they recently updated Animal Crossing, and there's like a whole other section to it, which I thought was really cool because it's such an old game to have a big update.
Is this New Leaf?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So, I don't know. Just it's such a simple game, but just playing it, it's such a relaxing game. It's got a cool feel to it. So,
that's what I heard.
Yeah, I sort of just think about games I want to play and go and get it and play. You know, maybe an hour here or there. So it's not like I sort of stick to one sort of thing.
Yeah. Yep.
So that's sort of how I'm playing things at the moment, just whatever pops into my mind, and I think, oh, geez, I wouldn't mind having a go at that. So so that's pretty much it for now. I'm sure there's others, but I can't think of them. But in terms of pickups, I touched on Mortal Kombat, Soul Calibur, and obviously Wolfenstein, which isn't out yet. But what can you tell me about what that you've picked up lately?
Okay.
Before my voice cuts out.
That's all right. So I got a Pandora arcade stick. You might see them on the internet on advertising sometimes. It pretty much plays 2000-something arcade games. It's actually pretty well put together. Plays well. Me and my wife were playing Sunset Riders the other night, and we actually finished it because you don't have to keep pumping dollars into the bloody machine.
Yep.
It's a game I've never actually played to the end because it's a quarter eater, is what they call it. We also got Trojan on the NES, Section Z on the NES, Turrican on the NES, Yoshi's Crafted World on the Switch, and Kirby on the Switch as well, and the Messenger, which is on the Switch as well, but you can also get it on the PS4 as well, and I believe the Xbox, and that's on the eShop. I believe today they brought out free DLC for the Messenger if you've already got the game.
Oh, great. That sounds good.
Yeah, so you don't have to buy it, so it's just free to download, which is good because usually DLC generally costs a couple of dollars here and there.
Yeah, it can be a bit of a pain. It generally has mixed reviews, no matter who you talk to.
Yeah, always.
Yeah. Oh, well, that's cool. Trying to think. Well, I recently got Metal Slug 1 and 2 on the Switch store, which is, you know, not really a pickup because I sort of own both of them on the PS2 and PS1.
Yep.
But yeah, they were cool little pickups to just get just to play every now and then. They're fun games. I mentioned the other one, Soul Calibur. I got the latest Harvest Moon game on the Switch this week, which is also on the PS4. I don't know how good it is because it is fairly cheap, so it's probably not great, but I do like those games.
Yeah. Well, they're very relaxing games.
They are. They're sort of just no-nonsense games. Just, you know, you're playing just have a bit of fun and pass the time, really.
That's correct, yeah.
The newest, the most recent of the series in the Tomb Raider games is about $15, and I'm bidding on that at the moment, so hopefully they win that. But I heard it's been announced for the Switch, so that's...
Okay.
You know, I wouldn't have minded playing it on that, but I will get it for the PS4.
It's actually a pretty good game. I enjoyed it.
Yeah, I like the series, so I'll be interested to play that.
Yeah.
And that's sort of it for the moment. Yeah, I mean, that's what five. I haven't really bought a lot of stuff in a while, so it's interesting to see getting all those. But yeah, those are it. Sort of the more current games.
Okay.
Yeah.
In terms of news, well, we mentioned the Switch Lite was announced, not released. I believe they're looking in Australian. I believe it's looking to be about $300.
Yep.
What are your thoughts on the Switch Lite?
Well, I guess I'm happy that they're doing it. Does it affect me in any way? Not really, but it's not something I'm going to get, that's for sure. But I'm happy they're doing it for people who haven't got one. It's just another sort of a boost to sell them, which is great because people who don't have one or are on the fence or don't know anything about them will get all that publicity pumped into them and then see, maybe I should go ahead and get it, you know, like Banjo-Kazooie on Smash Bros. Yeah, I'll get a Switch because then I can play with my friends, that sort of stuff.
Yeah.
So I like the idea of it coming out. I do. Yeah. What do you think?
Like, I see the purpose of it. It's not going to affect me. It's not something that I want or need or will probably ever buy. But the fact that it's called the Switch Lite, like, because it can't actually switch. Like, you know, with our Switch, you can change the Joy-Cons. It switches in, clicks out.
Yeah.
These are fixed.
Well, yeah. What would you call it? A fixed Lite?
I have no idea.
I know, like, yeah, I get what you mean, but they've sort of gone with that marketing to be a switch between, but it doesn't actually do that anymore. So
no,
I guess they can't really change the name, or people will think, you know, that's like when they did the Wii U. People were thinking it was still a Wii; it was just an updated version, which it
little
sort of
did
was.
They know.
Sort of was, but it sort of wasn't. Well, it really wasn't, but. Yeah, I know what you mean. I guess, they might bring in a feature where you can do like like you can somehow emulate it to your TV. I'm not sure. Maybe you can plug in a HDMI cable to it and into your TV and it. Yeah, I'm not sure.
Well, yeah, I think the whole thing behind it, it's just a portable version. There's no docking. You can't play it on your TV at all, but they'll probably bring something out in the future for it.
Does it take carts?
Yeah, it takes carts, but no docking, no connecting to HDMI or whatever.
Right, okay. Yeah,
so it's strictly just portable.
Yeah, because I remember when I had my PSP, I had to search for one, a specific model to buy off someone online because you could actually plug it into the TV and play on the big screen.
Yeah.
And that was really cool, but I just never really did it. So maybe people that buy that one, I hope they market it correctly saying that you can't do that so people actually know what they're getting.
Yeah, yeah.
Good.
Yeah, well, only time will tell. I think it comes out later this year, just before Christmas, of course.
Yep.
So we'll see how it goes.
Yeah, and look, you know, these things are, if only it boosts the sale numbers, and obviously coming out towards the end of the year, you've got Christmas and stuff, so they'll probably sell a few more.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Other news, we had the Eon Super 64 HDMI adapter announced. Now, if you don't know what this is, it enhances the picture of your Nintendo 64 from 240p to 480p with no input lag. So if you recall, on my birthday, we were at Bartronica in Melbourne and we were playing Mario Kart 64 on the LCD TV there that they have, and it looked terrible. This is supposed to improve the picture so you don't have that blur. It doesn't hurt your eyes. But the cost of this thing is going at $149.99.
Holy moly.
Yeah, that's expensive for a cable.
Gee, and do people really care that much to buy them?
And yeah, they do.
Okay, well, I'm sure there's, people out there.
So you can get like from Hyperkin, you can get HD, like AV, you know, the AV port that's in the back of your Nintendo 64. You can get it to convert to HDMI, and that's like $25, which is reasonable. But this, because it upscales it and no input lag, so you don't have to use game mode, but the price that they're charging, that's a big no thanks from me.
Yeah, that sounds a bit extreme. I mean, I hardly use the 64 as it is. It's just not set up, and it's not something I'd really feel the need to play right now, although I do like it. You know, I would have pumped well over thousands of hours into it. So, yeah, cool idea. I just don't think it's really needed. I know that sounds a bit funny, but look, someone will want it, but, yeah, not me.
Yeah. No, neither here from Partha.
Not from Partha. Well, cool. All right. Well, I think, is there anything else we want to discuss today's episode?
No, I think we're good there.
I think we're good. All right. Well, obviously we talk about games we want to see come out, but we're not getting any closer to the ones that we usually discuss. So maybe if we don't say it, we might get a bit closer. But
you never know.
You never know, but we did speak about Banjo-Kazooie a lot, and that's sort of starting to come back, so there's hope for a Biker Mice from Mars sequel racing game yet, let me tell you, even after the one on PS2. Anyway, all right, well, be sure to check us out on Instagram and Facebook, as you mentioned, at Power On
Retro Gaming,
and follow that and like that page, and we usually take questions for the show. Today we have none, unfortunately. But look, hit us on Twitter, leave us a question on the Instagram, anything, anywhere you want, and we'll find it. We'll answer it on the show. So, and we'll try to make the shows a bit more frequent for you.
Yeah. And just remember, power on.